Great. You're pretty close. You can see from there. But I might need you later on, all right? Now, let's see. Let's get some special seats for you, all right? It's coming up to the front. It's a bit of an... Would you like to... Here you are. Can you take that? Oh, my goodness me. Can you take that? Can you take that? Can you take that? I'll take these. There we go. Oh, there's one for you. That means I can take another one. There you are. Would you like to sit up at the front so you can see me? There we are. Here's one for Mum.
Thank you.
There we go. Who'd like one of these? All right, there you are. I think I'll sit down on one as well, shall I? Oh, no, perhaps not. Has everybody got one of these that's up the front here? Has everybody got one? Oh, there you are, if you need it. That's really great. Now, who likes going on an adventure? Who likes an adventure? You like an adventure? You like an adventure? What sort of, great, what sort of adventure do you like?
Dinosaurs.
What? Dinosaurs. Like going on, wow, with dinosaurs. Sounds great. I haven't seen a live dinosaur except on films, but that sounds exciting. What about anybody else?
Treasure hunt.
Treasure hunt. Oh, arr, that's a good one. Treasure hunt. Yes. I wonder, what about the adults? How many grown-ups here like the idea of going on an adventure? Please raise your hands. Right. Who doesn't like the idea of an adventure? If you could be brave now and raise your hands, or don't worry. No, don't worry. If you don't like an adventure, you won't like the adventure of raising your hands either. Now, all right, so we found out some people like the idea. You all like the idea of an adventure?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. But it doesn't have, and some people don't like the idea, don't want to go on an adventure. They say, oh no, I don't want to go on an adventure. Anybody here been to Alton Towers?
No.
Yeah, have you been? Who's been to Alton Towers? I haven't. Oh, shucks. Who has been on one of the diddly-what's-its? Roller coasters, them as well. You have you? And you live to tell the tale. And you? Wow. And you, yes, and you're still here? You cried? Oh, it's all right. You were forced, right. But you're alive and you've grown. And has somebody else been on the roller coaster up there? Wow! Did you enjoy it in the end? A bit scary at first. Oh, my goodness me. And I bet there are some pretty scary rides at Alton Towers. I bet there are. All right, let's see. Adventures, I think, are a really good idea. They don't have to be big adventures. Who knows how to ride a bicycle here? You know, yes. Do you know how to ride a bicycle? Yeah, do you? You're still practicing, but you're getting there. You haven't hurt the ground too much by falling off. I can still, if you start with a small adventure, you can get to a bigger adventure. I can still remember my daddy holding onto the back of the saddle of my bike when I was learning how to ride. And he was saying, I'm holding on, I'm holding on, I'm holding on, I'm holding on. Oh, fibber. But I managed to stay up. That was so exciting. It's great, isn't it, when you can ride a bike? And then you start off with a little adventure, and then you can get to a bigger adventure. I've done the big adventure of cycling from London to Paris. We did use a ferry to get across the water. I have faith in God, but that we used a ferry. So that was a huge, fantastic adventure. What about holidays? Have you been on an adventurous holiday? You've been on one. Where have you been? You've been to Blackpool. That's an adventure. Did you go up the tower? You didn't go. Well, that's your next adventure. Anybody else? When you go on holiday, grown-ups, do you always go the same place? You don't. Good. You're willing to take a risk. Go on an adventure. Let's find out where people have... somebody's been to Blackpool. Great adventure. Where else have you been?
Australia.
I think that's the furthest. Where have you been?
Spain.
Spain. Very good. Yes. Do you speak Spanish? Sí. Habla español. Do you speak Australian?
No, they do.
They speak Australian, do they?
I'm on a holiday right now.
Right, that's great. That's great. Then you are on an adventure. My goodness me. Anybody else gone anywhere? Oh, right, there's somebody. Yes, where have you gone?
America.
Where?
America.
That's a very adventurous place at the moment. But yes, it's great. People have been on adventures, but some people always go to the same place every year because they know what it's like and they know it's safe and they don't want to go on an adventure. Tell me, can you go on an adventure tucked up in bed, apart from in your mind? No, you can't, can you? If you're tucked up in bed or on the settee, sucking your thumb, watching the television, you can't go on an adventure. That's no good at all. To go on an adventure, especially to find treasure, you need to be brave. You need to take a risk. Now that you're all here, and any other children that want to come, I've got two very comfortable beds for seed here, and I wonder if you can help me. Would you come and take a pinch of seeds and put them on this one or on that one, whichever one you like? And anybody else that wants to come up? That's really good. Do you want to come up? All right, that's all right. Do you want to come up and put some seeds on? That would be really good. That's lovely. Oh, yes. Oh, sorry. Sorry. I know it's your foot. It's not mine. There you go. You've put some lovely seeds on there. Okay. That's lovely. I think that will do for now. Okay, can you go and sit down again? Lovely. You've done ever so well. Oh, and now I know the heating's on in church, but these are little seeds, so I think we need to make them warm. And we're just going to make them warm. I'm going to tuck them in with some soil. Quick as I can. There we are. They're all tucked in on this side now. Lovely. There, keep them nice and warm. Very important. That's it, all tucked in. Now those seeds are nice and warm. Let's make these seeds nice and warm as well. There we go. Are they all tucked in? Not quite all of them, no. We'll make sure. And there's one there. Okay, that's it. Got them all covered. Oh, there's one. There we are. Now, do you think these seeds are nice and warm? And tucked in. Yeah. All right. Now I'm going to leave those seeds there, nice and warm, and I'm going to wet these seeds. That's a bit rotten, isn't it? Well, let's just do that. And we'll see what happens. If you come next week, we'll see what happens. Because what happens if you just put seeds in the ground and don't do anything? They won't grow, will they? What will happen?
They will just stay in the ground.
They'll just stay in the ground? That's right. And we'll see if that happens with these. Oops. There we are, just cover them up a bit more. What do the seeds have to do to grow? What? They need to get wet. Need to get wet. Oh, horrible. And then what do they have to do? They have to get sunshine to grow, and they have to be brave, don't they? And they have to go, and they come out the top, and then they grow. But if they just stay in this, if they just stay warm and comfortable, and they don't want an adventure, they just stay in the soil, don't they? And that's no good. That's no good. Okay, can you go and sit down again? Because I'm going to read something from the Bible now. Because today we heard about a man called John the Baptist, or John the Baptizer, who was encouraging people to go on an adventure. He said, change your life, God's kingdom is here. And then he said again, those who came to confess their sins were baptized into a changed life. He was making sure that people were getting ready for Jesus. He said, what? Verse 11, let me just find it. I'm baptizing you here in the river, turning your old life in for a kingdom life. The real action comes next. The main character in this drama will ignite the kingdom life within you, a fire within you, the Holy Spirit within you, changing you from the inside out. And that was Jesus, of course. John the Baptist was saying, Jesus will lead us into a fantastic adventure, and that's just what he did. He got some friends to join him, and he, walking along the beach of Lake Galilee, Jesus saw two brothers, Simon, later called Peter, and Andrew. Jesus said to them, come with me, I'll make a new kind of fisherman out of you. They didn't ask questions, but simply dropped their nets and followed. He did the same with John and James, two friends of theirs. Are we, Matilda's here because her parents want her to go on an adventure with Jesus. And so do they. It'll soon be Christmas. Are we getting ready to meet Jesus?
Yeah.
Yes, that's the way we're getting ready to meet Jesus, because he's calling us to follow him on a great adventure. We'll have to be brave and take the risk. Anybody jumped out of an aeroplane with a parachute? You have. Great. Terrifying, but worth it. I want to do that. I want to do it. If someone will pay for me to do it, I'll jump for charity. Who's been on a hang glider? Paraglider. Anybody? Oh, one, two, terrifying, three, four, terrifying, worse than the... It was great. We're a bit scared to begin with. No, he's a man. Hey, it's a bit, you know, that's something else I want to do. I want to be brave and do that. Someone pay for me and I'll do it. I promise. You all heard it here. Parachuting, I'll do it. Paragliding, I'll do it. Bit frightened. Be brave. Go on an adventure. You, be brave and brave and brave and go on an adventure with Jesus. Matilda, be brave and go on an adventure with Jesus. Don't sit here in the church all the time. You can't go on an adventure if you just sit here and then go home and don't do anything. No, go on an adventure with Jesus. Jesus says to each one of us, he's saying to Matilda and to his mummy and to her mummy and daddy, come follow me. And Matilda says, but where are we going? And Jesus says to her and to each one of us, you're going with me. And if we trust Jesus, if we're brave enough to trust Jesus, then that's all that we need to know. You're going with me. So these are all tucked up nicely and warm. These are tucked up nicely and warm, but they've had water as well. Let's see which grows next week. All right. Thank you all very much. Now we're going to sing again. And during that time, we're going to bring the water up. We'll move this table. And it's what we call our offertory hymn. If you'd like to give some money towards the work of God's church here, then please do so. The hymn reminds us about John the Baptist and all that he did. So would you like to go back to your seats? There we go. Daddy, come and help. There we go. Thank you very much. And Glenn, as you want to get your steps in today because you're not delivering letters, can you help me just move the table, please? Would you like to stand as we sing On Jordan's Bank, the Baptist cry announces that the Lord is nigh. If you'd like to give some money towards God's work here, please do so. If not, just pass the plate on. Turn, go. That should be all right. Thanks. On Jordan's bank, the Baptist cry announces that the Lord is nigh. Glad tidings of the King of Kings. Cleanse me every breast from sin. Make straight the way for God within.